Hello and welcome to another Rant with Nat. So today I was speaking to a number of people just in general in the neighbourhood, walking around, and I bumped into a few people. Health came up in a number of areas just in general conversation, and this validation came up again. So I'm not really sure why I keep hearing this validation. But this is happening a lot lately, the validation of, well, we're all going to die one day, so what's the point? We may as well. Health is boring, might as well have a quality of life. Again, try having a quality of life without health. Doesn't work very well. But a few times today I heard, well, we're all going to die one day. And of course we are. But the problem is how we're going to get there. So if I was going to say, look, I can have a car accident by driving on the road, that doesn't mean that I'm going to get the crappiest car, not fill it with petrol, not look after it, drive around in a dirty, filthy, crappy car that barely gets me safely from A to B, and I'm going to drive like a race car driver all over the roads because, you know what, I could have a car accident anyway. It could happen at any time. I'm on the road, so there's a danger anyway. Is there more of a danger for me to have a car accident if I'm driving a poorly designed car, hasn't been looked after, it's falling apart, hardly has any petrol, doesn't have any oil in it, I haven't looked after it, and I'm driving like an idiot on the roads? Much higher chance of me having a car accident if I'm driving like a Formula One driver or driving like an idiot on the roads, as opposed to looking after whatever car I have, making sure that it's got enough petrol, it's got enough oil, it's got enough what it needs, it's not falling apart, it is roadworthy, and I'm being aware of my surroundings, I'm being aware of other drivers, I'm being considerate, I'm looking after my own space in the car, I'm following the road rules, and I'm driving as safely as I can. There's a much lower chance that I'm going to have an accident on the roads if I am driving appropriately to the conditions, if I am in a car that is safe, roadworthy, and I'm noticing not only myself but what's happening around me. I'm being self-aware on the roads. Much less chance of having a car accident. So if you relate that to health, yes, a lot of people can say, well, I'm going to validate my choices by saying stuff happens, it could happen to anyone. I can go out on the road, stuff happens. I could have a car accident. My chances of having a car accident, and a car accident that is much more serious if I'm driving like an idiot and not looking after myself and the drivers around me, substantially higher. The chances of something happening to our health if we're not going to put the right fuel in, we're not going to look after our body, we're not going to look after our physical, mental, emotional, soulful health. The chances of something happening with our health are so much higher if we're not going to look after ourselves and we're treating our bodies like they're expendable. So I encourage you just to have a think about that next time you validate, as I heard today. Well, could happen to anyone, and we're all going to pass away one day. Yeah, we are. But again, And I know I'm repeating myself at the moment, but this validation from people continues to come up, and it is a useless validation that does nothing positive for us. So you're either going to say, I'm going to drive on the roads, look after my car, drive with awareness, stick to the road rules, and really enjoy driving. I'm going to really enjoy driving around. I'm going to be aware of what's around me. I'm going to enjoy getting from A to B, and I'm going to get there safely. Or you can bang up your car, not look after it, not enjoy getting there at all, not enjoy getting from A to B, because your car's a wreck, it's filthy, you don't look after it, it's falling apart, you don't feel safe in it. And you can put yourself at more risk by driving like an idiot on the roads. Or you can really enjoy getting there, be self-aware, and have a great time. Have a quality drive in a quality car. Doesn't matter what car it is, but it's a car that you've looked after and you enjoy being in. Again, or you can get in a trashed up car because you haven't looked after it and drive like an idiot and see what the chances are, how the chances increase of you having a crash. So if you relate that back to your health, yes, things can happen. Wouldn't it just be better to look after what you've got, enjoy the time you have to the best of your ability, and make sure that you're doing everything you can to enjoy a really true quality of life? Wouldn't that just make more sense? So while you are here, while you are living, wouldn't it make more sense to thrive instead of just survive? Wouldn't it make more sense to think, yeah, I am going to pass away one day. I better make sure that my days are filled with quality and energy and health and enjoyment. So I encourage you to have a think about that. And next time you're driving, have a think. What are your chances? Do you increase your chances? Could anything happen at any time? Yeah. But are you increasing your chances of having a really high quality of life? Or are you decreasing your chances by the choices that you make? That's my rant for now. I'll speak to you soon. Bye for now. Hello and welcome to another rant with Nat. So today I was speaking to a number of people just in general in the neighbourhood, walking around, and I bumped into a few people. Health came up in a number of areas just in general conversation, and this validation came up again. So I'm not really sure why I keep hearing this validation, but this is happening a lot lately. The validation of, well, we're all going to die one day, so what's the point? We may as well. Health is boring, might as well have a quality of life. Again, try having a quality of life without health. Doesn't work very well. But a few times today I heard, well, we're all going to die one day. And of course we are. But the problem is how we're going to get there. So if I was going to say, look, I can have a car accident by driving on the road, that doesn't mean that I'm going to get the crappiest car, not fill it with petrol, not look after it, drive around in a dirty, filthy, crappy car that barely gets me safely from A to B. And I'm going to drive like a race car driver all over the roads because, you know what? I could have a car accident anyway. It could happen at any time. I'm on the road, so there's a danger anyway. Is there more of a danger for me to have a car accident if I'm driving a poorly designed car that hasn't been looked after, it's falling apart, hardly has any petrol, doesn't have any oil in it, I haven't looked after it, and I'm driving like an idiot on the roads? Much higher chance of me having a car accident if I'm driving like a Formula One driver or driving like an idiot on the roads, as opposed to looking after whatever car I have, making sure that it's got enough petrol, it's got enough oil, it's got enough what it needs, it's not falling apart, it is roadworthy, and I'm being aware of my surroundings, I'm being aware of other drivers, I'm being considerate, I'm looking after my own space in the car, I'm following the road rules, and I'm driving as safely as I can. There's a much lower chance that I'm going to have an accident on the roads if I am driving appropriately to the conditions, if I am in a car that is safe, roadworthy, and I'm noticing not only myself but what's happening around me. I'm being self-aware on the roads. Much less chance of having a car accident. So if you relate that to health, yes, a lot of people can say, well, I'm going to validate my choices by saying stuff happens, it could happen to anyone. I can go out on the road, stuff happens. I could have a car accident. My chances of having a car accident, and a car accident that is much more serious if I'm driving like an idiot and not looking after myself and the drivers around me, substantially higher. The chances of something happening to our health, if we're not going to put the right fuel in, we're not going to look after our body, we're not going to look after our physical, mental, emotional, soulful health, the chances of something happening with our health are so much higher if we're not going to look after ourselves and we're treating our bodies like they're expendable. So I encourage you just to have a think about that next time you validate, as I heard today. Well, could happen to anyone, and we're all going to pass away one day. Yeah, we are. But again, and I know I'm repeating myself at the moment, but this validation from people continues to come up, and it is a useless validation that does nothing positive for us. So you're either going to say, I'm going to drive on the roads, look after my car, drive with awareness, stick to the road rules, and really enjoy driving. I'm going to really enjoy driving around. I'm going to be aware of what's around me. I'm going to enjoy getting from A to B, and I'm going to get there safely. Or you can bang up your car, not look after it, not enjoy getting there at all, not enjoy getting from A to B because your car's a wreck, it's filthy, you don't look after it, it's falling apart, you don't feel safe in it. And you can put yourself at more risk by driving like an idiot on the roads. Or you can really enjoy getting there, be self-aware, and have a great time. Have a quality drive. in a quality car, doesn't matter what car it is, but it's a car that you've looked after and you enjoy being in. Again, or you can get in a trashed up car because you haven't looked after it and drive like an idiot and see what the chances are, how the chances increase of you having a crash. So if you relate that back to your health, yes, things can happen. Wouldn't it just be better to look after what you've got? Enjoy the time you have to the best of your ability. And make sure that you're doing everything you can to enjoy a really true quality of life. Wouldn't that just make more sense? So while you are here, while you are living, wouldn't it make more sense to thrive instead of just survive? Wouldn't it make more sense to think, yeah, I am going to pass away one day. I better make sure that my days are filled with quality and energy and health and enjoyment. So I encourage you to have a think about that. And next time you're driving, have a think. What are your chances? Do you increase your chances? Could anything happen at any time? Yeah. But are you increasing your chances of having a really high quality of life? Or are you decreasing your chances by the choices that you make? That's my rant for now. I'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.